Daddy D, if it ain't going down at the Bunny Ranch, it ain't going down at all.
It's going down, going down at the Bunny Ranch.
To the Bunny Ranch podcast. It's me, Pantera, your guest host for today. I'm going to be interviewing three girls, and you're going to get to know them like I know them, and that's going to be really fun for all of us. Let me talk about myself. I've been here for a while. I am a GFE girl through and through, but I do have some experience in kink and fetish, so I know how to get naughty. I first heard about the ranch by watching Cat House. That was a really important show back in the day, and we still have as much fun as they did then. I balance my professional and personal life 50-50. I only work here for about 4 or 5 months out of the year. A while back, I was really set on owning a salon, and that's not my goal anymore. I almost bought a salon a few years ago, but it didn't really work out. It didn't really make any sense to me, and I feel like I would have to do that 100%, and I still haven't gotten over this place quite yet. Now I'm starting something new, but I try to keep that really close to me and not really tell anyone about it. But my favorite way to unwind after a long day at the ranch is taking all my really sexy clothes off, putting on my robe, getting on the couch, and reading a book, and snuggling with my dogs. My dogs are a lot of fun, and they're really good cuddlers. A lineup normally works like this. So there's about 10, 20 girls, sometimes even more, and we all stand there quietly. We can't say anything, so we just smile. We all introduce ourselves, and then a guy gets to pick his favorite lady. It's really cute. Everyone has a chance, too, so don't feel bad. My favorite type of party is the GFE party. So a lot of kissing, a lot of touching. I'm a very sensual girl, so I think it comes more naturally to me. It would be my pleasure to welcome our first guest, Cammy Parker. I don't know if you guys know her from the TV show, but she's really pretty. A blonde bombshell, a vixen.
Hello.
Hi, Cammy. How are you?
Good. How are you? You look so pretty.
You look pretty. So tell us more about yourself. Tell us more about yourself. Where have you been? What do you like? What do you do?
So, I was born in Canada.
Oh.
Okay. Yes. In Vancouver on the West Coast. Oh. But I'm a dual citizen. I worked here quite a while ago, way back when, and I left for a bit. I traveled a lot, and just kind of hung out and a little soft life.
Okay.
I was, you know, talking to Suzette for a while, and she asked me if I would ever want to come back. And it's so nostalgic, and I was like, of course, bring me home.
I feel like I know you already since there's pictures of you everywhere.
Aww, thanks, honey.
So, what kind of parties do you specialize in? Like, what kind of experiences?
Okay, so I'm definitely a GFE girl, for sure. Okay. For sure. I just, like, it makes me happy to make people happy.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Like, it feels like you, like, really, like, make a difference, right?
Right.
I'm open to anyone. Like, I like to try new things, but, like, in my heart, like, I definitely love the girlfriend experience, for sure. Everybody needs a nice girlfriend, even if it's just a couple hours at a time, right?
So what would your dream client be like?
Okay. My dream client would be nice, respectful, craving a little bit of attention, missing being made to feel like a king. I love that. Every man deserves to feel special. And, you know, sometimes you go through things in life and you're just not feeling yourself for the time, for whatever millions of reasons, and it's nice to, like, bring that sparkle back, you know? So it's like, I love people that really feel like they need to be uplifted, sense. That makes me happy.
You think you're that girl for them, huh?
I think so.
I can see that. You're really bubbly.
Oh, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I can see that.
The world needs more love. And so I love food. So please take me out to dinner, too, because I am a big foodie.
What's your favorite?
My favorite? Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I love everything. I really love a good steak, though.
Yeah?
Yeah, definitely. I know there's, like, a few good places here.
There is. Dukes is really good.
Oh, Dukes. Yeah. They're still here?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, it's really close, too.
Oh, my
too.
God. Yeah. They have the best chicken masala.
So, what do you have any expectations for your clients? Like, do you...
I mean, just to be kind and polite and respectful and, I mean, obviously hygienic.
Right, right.
Like, the nice, like, normal things. I like people that are happy to be here and...
Absolutely.
You know, not...
In a like, good mood.
Yeah, be yeah. in a good mood. Be, I mean, you don't have to be in a good mood, but, you know, let us make your mood better. Don't, like, take it out on us.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it's, like, the same expectations as, like, for any guy, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You have so, standards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be nice, and I want to have fun, and you want to have fun, and we'll have fun together. So I'm going to bring some of my girlfriends to have fun with us, too. We like
so
that.
What kind of, like, experience are, like, you looking to have in the weeks that you're here? Like, what would be, like, your ideal experience?
Well, I hope to meet a lot of really nice guys that are sweet and... make good memories with them and people that like to have fun. I like to have fun. I like to play and, you know, be happy and silly and just, like, leave, like, the weight of the world behind you. You know what I mean? And just to have a light, bright, happy time. And you girls are all so lovely and great and, like, fun. Like, I just got my sheriff's card today, but I've already had such an amazing time here because you guys are so sweet and pretty.
You're really pretty, too.
Thank you.
Are you, like, a beautician?
I actually was once upon a time. How did you know?
I figured. Oh. I feel like you're like, I also am a
twinsies.
Yeah.
Hi.
I figured. I feel like you're really put together.
Oh, thank you. You too.
Thanks.
Hi, polished.
Yeah. So during your stay here,
mm-hmm.
How long are you going to be here?
For the month of April.
Okay, for the month of April.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. So everyone gets to have fun with her during that time.
Hi.
Yeah.
Everyone have fun.
Are you like, are you active on the, like, the message boards and stuff?
Yeah, I really like the boards. It's really fun. Yeah. I'm seeing, like, what you girls are up to and, like, what you're saying. And, like, it's so cute and fun. And I love, like, seeing everyone's pictures. They're so gorgeous. And then it's, like, when you know that, like, everyone's even more beautiful in person. And, like, you know, like, whoever's, like, comes and books them, and they're going to be like, oh, my God, like, I knew you were beautiful. But, like, you're extra beautiful. Like, I love that.
Yeah.
And I don't know, and there's a lot of, like, really interesting, like, things. Like, I asked for restaurant recommendations on boards today.
Okay, I'm going to type you. I'm going to write you some stuff.
Please do. Yeah. Because I haven't been here so long. I don't know what is still here, what is not here. And I love me some food.
Yeah, so, you said you're a foodie.
Yeah,
right?
It's like, it doesn't have to, like, high-end also, but, like, even, like, little hole in the wall, like, Hidden Secret.
Hole in the walls are the best.
The best, like, $4 taco that you can find around
What's
here.
The best restaurant you've ever been to?
Oh, I love Spago in Beverly Hills.
Okay.
I know, it's, like, so contrived, but, like, everything is, like, so beautiful. The champagne list is really beautiful, and they have really nice truffles.
Oh, nice.
I got this truffle risotto once, and they're, like, going like this, and I'm like, oh, it's like a mountain. Like, I've never seen so many at once. So, like, for high-end, I really love that. Otherwise, like, I really love, like, just, like, a good, like, pho place. Like, I love noodles. I love, like, all Asian cuisines, actually. Like,
cool.
The herbs and the freshness. There you go. Dinner date. Me and you.
Yeah, for sure.
Love it.
So, do you do couples and stuff?
I love couples.
Okay.
Yeah, I love couples.
Are you, like, are you big on toys and stuff?
Yeah, I don't mind them. I don't need them. But, like, they're fun. And
okay, so
I love, like, seeing what they do. And, like, couples are, like... they're so cute. Like, it's, like, so wholesome. Like, I feel like I'm, like, invited into their, like, special little, like, love bubble.
Yes.
And, like, it's, like, such an honor.
It is.
And I love that.
Yeah.
Or I love, like, also, like, bringing one of, like, my girlfriends, like, in, like, with the guy that comes.
Yeah, I think threesomes are, like, definitely a favorite of mine, too.
Yeah. I mean, especially here, and it's, like, okay, so we, like, know each other already. So, like, we already have, like, good vibes and, like, energy. Like, it's different than if you just, like, pick two random people or, like, someone that didn't know each other. It's, like... you know.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no, like, awkward moment.
Totally.
Like, yeah. For sure. I think that's a good way to, like, make someone feel like a king, too, when it's just, like, so many hands and, like...
of course.
Yeah, everywhere.
The forehead massage, the six-hand massage, the mouth. What do you want?
Yeah, exactly. That's funny. So, so what are you thinking that, what do you want to try that you haven't tried yet?
Is there anything I haven't tried? Yeah, there must be.
There must be.
There must be.
Well, this is the place to make it happen.
Well, I haven't tried a lot of you girls.
Oh, okay.
I haven't tried you.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can. You can try me anytime. Anytime you want.
Okay.
Okay.
What time are you done? You too, Nancy.
Nancy is pretty fun. I hear her in parties. Like,
I get that vibe.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. So do you see yourself working with anyone? Is there anyone that you really want to work with while you're here?
It's you, girl.
Oh, my you, God. Girl. You're just saying that because I'm the interviewer.
Not. Now I'm blushing.
Now I'm hot. Yeah, totally. So how do you have Twitter?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
It's Cammie Parker XO.
Okay. Do you have Instagram?
No.
Okay. Not yet.
No.
Okay.
I guess I could.
Sure. Okay. Okay. Yeah.
My dog has an Instagram.
Oh, cute.
Yeah.
What kind of dog do you have?
Pomeranian.
Pomeranian.
Yes, puppy. 7 months.
How old? Oh, 7 months.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What's the name?
Zeus.
Yeah,
because I had my mom, Gucci, that lived here. And he grew up with Domino and Sophie. And he grew up here.
Oh, yeah. I think I saw pictures.
Yeah. And he was definitely my soul dog. My little Gucci necklace. Oh, he was, like, my soul dog. And, like, I miss him. But my puppy is cute, too. You know, he's not my soul dog yet. But
wait, what kind of dog is it?
Pomeranian.
Oh, cute. Is it white and black, too?
No.
Okay.
Only one white and black.
Okay.
He's a tricolor. He's he's brown and white and then dark brown. He actually looks like a little fox. But he has one white leg and one brown leg. And he's like big little foxy ears. I'll show you a picture later. He's so cute.
You're so cute. You're so feminine.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you're so like poised, put together.
Aw, thanks.
Yeah, you're such a lady.
I try.
Do you have any were there any women that you looked up to when you were growing up?
Definitely.
Okay.
I love Marilyn Monroe.
Okay. Makes sense.
Yeah. I love Pamela Anderson. She's actually from right near where I'm from.
Really?
Yeah, over on the island. I love Dorothy Stratton.
Okay.
I love Anna Nicole. I know people are going to laugh, but like she's so iconic.
No, amazing. I love Anna Nicole, yeah.
Basically like all the big titty blondes.
Yeah.
Like, I want to be big titty blonde when I grow up.
Here you're totally living the dream then.
And Barbie.
Yeah,
Barbie. I love Barbie. And I was like, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I was like, Barbie. And they're like, you can't be Barbie. I was like, watch me.
you're definitely doing it. Yeah, for sure. So what other things can I ask you? I feel like I know so much about you already.
All the questions are
Hold on, let me look at my notes here.
Why are you God's favorite?
What is your personal life like? How do you balance your personal life and your work life?
I love soft life.
Okay.
I think that there's like a lot of pressure in the world to always like be going and doing something and this and that. And like, I just don't feel that. So I love soft life. I love to travel, go on vacations.
You like going to the spa and stuff?
I love going to the spa. Okay. I love going to the spa. Okay. I love just like walking my dog on the beach. I live like right by the beach.
Uh-huh.
So I take my dog to the beach or like take myself and my dog out for like a nice little lunch, like ourselves, and have like some like champagne and carpaccio, like on the patio, like me and my puppy, and just kind of like chill. And I recently found out that I love cruises.
Okay.
It's so grandma of me, I know. But I. Oh. Sorry. Can I start that sentence again? I recently found out that like I love cruises.
Okay.
Which I know sounds like very grandma of me. And I didn't think that I would love them.
Okay.
Because I felt like I would feel very trapped. But then I recently went on my first one. So my mom really wanted to go, and I was like, okay, I'll go. I'll go with you just for you. Like, I'm not going to like it, though. When I tell you I loved it. It was so nice. Up to Alaska.
Oh, wow. Did you see any, like, wild animals?
Yeah, we saw bears. We took, like, there's, like, different excursions that you take. So we took the bus, like, up and into the Yukon.
Wow.
From Skagway. And we saw, like, bears on the side of the road. So that was, like, amazing. And I went on a dog sled.
Oh, that's
my God.
So cute.
It was so cute. Yeah. I loved it so much. And then we went, like, whale watching.
Mm-hmm.
We took this, like, helicopter ride, like, up to this glacier. And then we went down on what's it called? Like a motor coach type thing. Mm-hmm. And then went to the boat to go like whale watching around. It was so beautiful. I love nature. Like, it's like so majestic.
Have you gone hiking here?
Not here, no.
There's one like right up the way. It's called Kings Canyon. It's a really pretty waterfall. It's
really
like a 5-minute walk too.
Okay, can we go?
Yeah,
okay.
Totally. Yeah.
Perfect.
We can totally go. Yeah. So what are your favorite kind of clients?
I love virgins.
Oh my god.
Why? I know.
What virgins?
I love virgins.
Oh, why?
Because like they'll remember you forever.
Totally.
And it's like, okay, so you lose your virginity and it's like this like nerve-wracking, like awkward time, right? And it's like they like trust you to like share that with them. Mm-hmm. And then you can like make sure it's like good. Like so many people, like their first experience is so like awkward and like weird and bad, right? But like you can make sure it's good, and like not just like you can make sure it's good, but like you can like show them things and like teach them things like how to be like a good lover, like how, like when they meet like their nice girlfriend in the future, then they'll like know how to please her, and like they won't feel like awkward or like stumbling, bumbling around, like they won't feel like they don't know what how to be with her or what to do with her, and it's like it's my little world service.
Yeah, it does feel nice to be like the person that you trust,
right?
Yeah,
so humbling.
Or they trust, yeah.
It's so humbling. It's like you pick anyone, and like
it's me. I'm your nurse, and you're gonna. Forever.
I know, forever.
Yeah,
like it's like I don't know. I just like
I feel so like I feel so bad for like virgins too, because they're like they're so nervous, right? And they're so scared. Like I'm sure they've thought about it a lot, over and over and over again. And anytime you get into a place where you just keep thinking about stuff, you just never you get so scared. You psych yourself out, kind of.
Totally, and it's like they don't have to be nervous that like we will judge them or we will make fun of them or we will tell all of their friends or all of our friends and like be laughing about like it's such like a judgment free zone. Like
totally.
But like a good place. Like I remember Dr. Drew said to me once, he's like, "What do you think you are? Like Mother Teresa of sex workers?" And I'm like, "Well, I mean, I didn't say that, but like I do like to like give love and like nice, you know, for the world. Like I do think
absolutely.
Like we're out here doing the Lord's work."
Yeah.
You know? Sex is so important. Like, it's like food and air and water. Like, you need to be a healthy person, like, happy person. Like, it's, like, important. Like, imagine you're, like, one of these people and it's, like, nobody touches you ever. Not even just sexually. Like, nobody touches you. Like, nobody hugs you.
Yeah, everyone needs
intimacy.
Like, yeah.
I'd
like, say you need, like, 3 hugs a day to be healthy.
Yeah. People don't get 3 hugs a year.
Yeah.
That's so sad. Not that anything wrong with them. Just because, like, you know, they didn't make a lot of friends or, like, they moved away from, like, their family. It's, like, the world is lonely. And,
yeah,
like,
no.
I don't like that.
Definitely. You're like a little angel.
Thank you.
You're a virgin angel.
Yeah. I'm not a virgin. Yeah.
Oh, not you.
I'm an angel of virgins.
Yes, yes. You're an angel for virgins. Yes. So how can we get a hold of you?
You can email me, CammyParker@BunnyRanch.com, or come hang out with us on the message board.
For sure.
Of course. Or you can always call the ranch and tell them you want to meet me.
And when do you leave?
The end of April.
Okay, so everyone has to catch her before the end of April. They have to email her, and that's how you're going to set up an appointment with Cammy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Really the funnest girl.
Aw, yeah. Thank you, honey.
Hi.
You too. Yeah.
It was really nice
fun.
Meeting you. Yeah. Well, I mean, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Okay. They're huge. They're huge, and she's so tiny. So great. You're welcome. Now we have our second guest, somebody that I know really well and somebody that I've played with a lot. This is my friend, Randy Ryder. Come in. Oh my God, you look so pretty. Where are you going? You look really fancy.
I'm coming to spend time with you.
You look so good.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks.
What are you doing?
Just hanging out.
Okay.
Taking my time off. I just celebrated my birthday, so.
You did.
I did.
Oh my gosh. And she's going to celebrate it because we're going on a road trip.
Yes.
For about a week or so.
Yeah.
Where are we going, Randy?
We are going to Texas.
Yes. Yeehaw. But that's me with my lasso.
Yeah.
So, nice to see you.
Good to see you.
Yeah.
It's been like a week, but I feel like it's been forever.
It has. You look so nice.
Thanks.
Look at your hair. You look good.
Thanks.
You look angelic.
I'm an angel.
Yeah, you look angelic. You look great.
Thanks.
So, what's your specialties?
The girlfriend experience.
Okay.
Of course, because it's just what comes natural to me. And then couples.
Okay.
I like couples. And 2 girls with you.
Yeah, we do have a lot of 2 girls together, for sure.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. So, is there anything that you want to try that you haven't tried yet?
I'm As far as like in the room or like, I don't know. I feel like more outdate stuff.
More outdate stuff?
Yeah. Okay. Like the new event center.
Okay.
In Tahoe. I'm going to go to a show there tonight, which is a comedy show.
Comedy show. Yeah. Okay.
And that's going to be fun. But I know they're bringing in a hockey team, which I think is going to be super fun. What else do they do? What else do I want to do? I want to go. Well, we're stopping in Vegas.
We are.
To go see.
We're going to go see the robot. So there's a robot named Amica or Ameca. But I feel like she's been in Europe this whole time. I think so. Europe, right?
I think so.
Yeah. And now she's here in Vegas at the Sphere. And she's going by another name. Not Sophia. It's another one. I'm not sure what it is. But
yeah,
I'm really excited about that.
I'm excited.
They have the Tesla robots too.
Do they?
Yes. Yeah. From what I remember.
So you get to geek out about that. Yeah. That's exciting.
And we're going to go to dinner probably.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely got to get dinner in Vegas.
Yes. So what is your dream client like?
Somebody that spoils me. Body worshiping. Yeah. Having fun. Going out to dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Going out to dinner. Do you have any like specific qualities that you want this guy to have?
Just very kind and compassionate and fun.
Definitely fun.
Yeah.
Fun. Yeah. And I think that's really what's important too, is like someone that knows how to have a good time.
Yeah.
And that's someone that takes themselves serious. Or if you do take yourself really serious in like normal world, this is the place to
relax.
Throw that all out the window.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. So any kind of experiences that you really want to have during your week? When do you come back?
In May. I come back in May, but I'm open to coming back in April, like anytime during April. But you have to have an appointment because I just have so much going on right now that it's
so
just
popular.
It's easier to just do appointment only for right now.
Okay.
Or for April.
Okay. So, Randy and I have picked up a new thing. It's skiing.
Yeah.
She's actually really good at it, and I'm just on the floor the whole time, so that's fun.
You're not on the floor the whole time.
I'm in the corner of the, I was going to say the skater rink. No, it's the skater rink. The ice. Wait, no. The place.
What is the thing called?
I forgot.
Either which way.
Ski park.
Yeah.
Yeah,
She's still learning, but she's getting really good. Really
kids fast. Zoom right past me, sometimes over my head.
I feel like kids zoom past everybody.
Yeah. You're really good at it. You're like a natural.
Yeah.
You're an ice princess. So any kind of parties that you really want to do while you're here?
Oh, God.
Please do tell.
Do tell.
I know you're a GFE girl, and I know you like couples, but is there anything really crazy that you want to try?
Are you trying to get me to be freaky? Even more freaky?
Yes, I am. I'm trying to get you to get
our
freaky.
Our two girls bring the freaky out.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
They do. So how do you keep yourself together? Like, how do you do everything all at once?
It's a balance. Life balance is very hard. That's why I'm taking a lot of time off in April to make sure, like, I can get on the board more, answer emails faster, and kind of get a handle on things of like life, work, balance stuff.
Mm-hmm. So, do you have any goals that you'd like to share with anyone? Anything cool you want to start? A business, maybe?
Maybe. I'm taking classes.
Oh, cool. You're a student.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
What's the subject?
It's holistic health.
Oh, good.
I'm a real big health nut.
You're like a doctor.
Yeah.
You're like a sex doctor.
Hey.
And a doctor of the body.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. So, what do you have any suggestions for us, like to start off?
Oh God, sleep. Sleep is very important. It's probably one of the most important things. And hydration, making sure you get lots of water, and lots of minerals and nutrients.
So, what's your favorite kind of sex?
Nice segue. favorite kind? Just good kind.
And what's your favorite kind? What's your favorite position?
My favorite position. Missionary.
I know, me too.
It's so good.
I really do like Missionary. It's so personal. Like, yeah. You know, you're just like looking at each other's eyes.
Yeah.
It's really nice. I really like it. Why do you like it? Sorry, I just butted.
I like when somebody kind of takes charge a little bit. That's my favorite.
Okay, so you're kind of like submissive, like, a little bit.
Yes, definitely submissive. But I'm not like a dead fish. Like, I work down there too.
She
like,
does. She throws her hips around in a circle. Yeah. You do.
Yeah, I definitely do.
Cool. So what else? What other stuff do you like?
Like doggy.
Doggy.
Yeah.
You do look really good bent over.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah. If I said no to doggy, that would be very mean of me.
Yeah? Yeah. That's your favorite thing to do?
That's one of my favorites.
One of your favorites. Okay.
Yeah.
So, are you excited about our road trip?
I am. I'm super excited.
Are you? Okay. Okay. Yeah. So, tell them all.
So, we're going to go maybe see the eclipse. We'll see. I bought glasses.
Are you scared of it?
A little bit.
There's so many people going. There's even like people on the board talking about it.
But yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is this big? Why is it such a big deal to you?
Because it's a total eclipse, so like it'll be completely blocked, and it'll be blocked for like 4 minutes and something seconds. So it's gonna be, I don't know, feel like it's super quick, but I feel like it'll be fun, but kind of scary in a way because it makes you feel small.
Yeah,
you're like, oh my god,
you're just a little like, ant farm,
just a little tiny person on this floating rock, but I think it'll be fun. And then we're also going to do a photo shoot. Surprise!
We are doing a photo shoot. We're doing maybe some together. I'm not sure yet. I think we did that last time, huh?
Yeah.
That was really fun.
Yeah.
That was really fun. I scared her to pieces. Yeah, it was fun for me because I kind of ambushed her with the champagne. So
I didn't know about the champagne until 2 minutes before. And she's like, oh, I'm going to pour this down you. And I'm all, wait, what?
Yeah, so the scared face was actually her face, and me gaining some kind of sick pleasure from it was also real.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very much true.
Totally.
True.
Do you have an idea of how you're going to have your photo shoot go? Like, do you know what your theme is?
I have no idea.
You're just going to wing it?
Most of the time, I just wing it.
Yeah, so you're just going to be hot. Yeah. However, not a plan. There's no plan in sight.
There's no plan. Yeah. Just grab a bunch of outfits and hopefully...
And bend over. Yeah.
Yes.
So where else are we going during? Tell us more of what we're doing. tell me more of what we're doing together.
Doing the eclipse, the photo shoot, and just exploring the town, exploring Texas.
Yeah.
I've been there a long time ago. I have to buy cowboy boots.
We can just buy it there.
Yeah.
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 Totally.
Yeah. Definitely got to get cowboy boots.
Yeah.
And hats.
You have a hat.
I know.
You have a black hat.
Yeah. I got to make sure they match the boots.
I hope that you do something very Texas for your photo shoot.
Yeah.
I think it would look so cute. You know, like, Randy is a real country girl. She's taken me to, like, bluegrass events and everything. Yeah. 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 And I don't know what's going on, but I'm there in support of Randy.
Yeah.
And I like it.
What is happening? Yeah. I'm all, just embrace it. Just embrace it.
I know. I was just like, I've never been in this kind of crowd before. What? And then I recognize people in the crowd.
Yeah. It's so weird because you find more people that you know at my events than I do.
I talk to everyone. That's why.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're pretty quiet.
I am very quiet.
People are really missing out if they don't come and talk to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you're so much fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're crazy. You're crazy fun. You're naughty girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I do like having fun.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. I'm just quiet. Yes. Don't let the quietness fool you, okay?
Yeah, she's a wild one. She's a wild one for sure.
Well, yeah.
So, Randy, when will you be back? Do you know the day?
No. May something. I don't know. It's on the message board, and it's on the... website.
Okay. Well, how do we get a hold of you?
Email me, randyrider@bunnyranch.com.
Okay. Do you have any like social media?
I have Twitter and Instagram.
What are they?
randyrider69.
Ah, nice.
Yeah.
Another favorite position of yours then?
Yes. Yes.
Bad girl. Thank you for doing the show with me.
You're welcome.
You're so cute, and you look so pretty today. You look like such a lady.
You look pretty today, too.
Thanks. We're like yin and yanging.
We are.
Yeah.
We didn't even plan it.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Yeah. You're like the soft feminine lady. I'm all edgy.
You're all hey.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, okay. It was nice talking to you. Yes. And nice seeing you. You look good great. Yeah. Okay. Can't wait to do more parties with you.
Right. Gonna be so much fun.
They are. Yeah, okay. Our next guest is someone that I really like and someone that I feel like I have some stuff in common with. She's really hot. Guess who? Nancy Lauren. Hi, Nancy. You look great. Glad to see you too.
It's always a pleasure. Three kisses. It's always three.
How are you doing, Nancy?
I'm good. I'm so glad to be here with you guys today.
Tell us more about yourself.
Well, there's not much to know. I'm here at the Bunny Ranch a couple of years now, and I've been back in the States a couple of years now.
Where are you originally from?
Well, I'm from all over the place. I grew up in Asia, and then when I was 19, I went to Europe with a backpack and just started traveling. And then I started doing this.
Oh, living the dream then.
Living the dream.
Cool. So tell us more about you. What kind of parties do you like?
Okay, so I like all kinds of parties. I love the good boys. I love the bad boys. I love bad boys. I love good boys. I love rich men more than anything. What else can I say? What kind of parties do I like to do?
What are your specialties?
You know, I am a girlfriend experience. I love to talk. I love to get to know my friends. And sometimes I like to spank them if they deserve it, too. You know?
Spicy lady.
Well, we need a little spice in our life, don't we? That's why we come to the Bunny Ranch. You know, it's like to have different adventures, have lots of fun, you know, meet different people. And I think that's a reason I'm really good at this job, you know, because I love to talk to people. I love to get to know them. I love to find out, you know, their passions. I love to find their hobbies out and get to know them, you know. And it's, you know, I think this is a really good job for us to get to know a person specially, you know, very specifically and have a great time.
So do you like live in the U.S. or do you just like travel here for work? Like you're like imported goods, huh?
You're a good one. Well, yeah, let's say we're imported goods and everything. So I come in from Italy. Okay. I live in Italy now. I've been living there for the last long, long time. We won't say how many years. But yeah,
it's
I come in.
Great weather, probably.
No, we have the same weather. Four seasons. Yeah, we have all four seasons, just like here in the States.
Oh.
You know, and most parts of the States anyways.
Okay.
So we have the winter, and then in the wintertime, we'll go up to the Alps, probably skiing or something like that. In the summertime, we love to go to the beach, you know, just do the regular things and everything. But when I have time, I like to do that. Instead, I'm here working, mm-hmm. and I like being here at the Bunny Ranch and having a great time here.
Yeah. So what's your favorite, like, what's your dream client?
My dream client is somebody who... I love a man who is just loves to talk. I like a guy with intelligence who likes to, you know, we can just blab and talk about all kinds of different things. I like him to wine and dine me. I like to be spoiled. I like to spoil him, of course, you know. I mean, if he's going to spoil me, I'm going to wake up and I'm going to be very nice to him in the morning. And, you know, maybe in the middle of the night, too, so.
Wow, this guy sounds really hot, Nancy.
Well, there are lots of guys out there hot. You know, it's not difficult to find them.
For sure.
Yeah, we have great, 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 great men coming through.
So you're here for how long?
I'll be here until July, and then I'll go back for the summer. I'll do 2-3 months back home.
Okay.
And enjoy that, and then I'll be back here probably in the fall time.
Okay. Well, so during the weeks that you're here, uh-huh. what would be like your ideal experience? Like what kind of experience do you really want to have?
What kind of experience do I want to have?
Yeah.
Well, like I said, I do like meeting the gentlemen coming in here. I love to take them into the back to a nice little suite that we have in the back. And, you know.
How fond are you of the sex chair back there?
Okay, I think we've read something like 250 positions. I've tried only about 45, so I'm, you know, I mean, it depends. You know, you have to get kinky, you have to get, you know, sort of wild and let the moment roll and everything. Yeah. You know, let him roll you.
What's the percentage on that 45 out of 250?
I think that's what, 20%?
Oh wow!
Yeah, I've only done 20. Yeah,
25 around there.
What have you done? On the
maybe like 3. Like I look at it. I don't know if I really have that much of an imagination.
Oh my gosh! Just roll your head back and just enjoy.
Really? Okay. Cool. Oh yeah, that's one.
Yeah,
I can see that.
The second one. That's the fourth one then.
I just like to be bent over on it. I think it's my favorite. Over. Yeah, like when I get on my tippy toes on the sex chair, it's really nice.
Uh-huh. I like to
feel it off.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, wow, I'm filling
it
up.
I know when I get on a certain position with my back, it's, you know, it can be a lot of fun. And
your hair is come down. You're thinking about it.
I know. I'm thinking about it. My hair is all over the place. You always, Pantera,
I love your hair, though.
Yeah, Pantera says I talk with my hair all the time.
She's like, what are you doing? Like, oh, every day. You bought such a beautiful cake for Easter.
Oh, it was. That was a pretty cake, and it was delicious, and I'm glad everybody enjoyed it.
Yeah. So,
you made really great macaroni and cheese too, girl.
Thank you.
That was yummy. That was really homemade.
Excited. Yeah. Yeah, I just followed a recipe, but I was really excited to make it cuz I made it for Thanksgiving too, and I wanted to share it with you guys. Always cook for me. You always make me ragu and stuff. She's such a worldly woman. Worldly, warm, sensual, passionate woman.
Well, thank you, Pantera. Yeah, you, well, I mean, I have had the chance to travel thanks to, you know, my dad and everything, his job.
What do you mean?
Well, he was, you know, he was traveling and everything like that. So that's why I got to live in a few different places.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, discover the different foods, you know. Yeah. So, I mean, I love adobo, Filipino adobo, like I love bolognese ragu.
What's your heritage, like what's
so my mom's now? My mom's Filipino, my dad is from the States.
Okay.
And like I said, I moved to Italy when I was 19.
Oh, okay.
Okay, just traveling around and everything, and so I've been able to like try all kinds of different foods, all kinds of different men, and in all kinds of different locations.
Wow. Oh my gosh. So are you interested in women? Do you like to do couples?
I love my couples. Okay. I love my women. I think it's just when I'm with a couple, it's always triple the fun. So the more people, the more merrier.
Yeah, I can see that.
Uh-huh.
You're pretty wild. Yeah, I can tell, like in a good way.
Well, yeah.
No, obviously.
I like to be wild.
Yeah, yeah.
I think we all have to be. I think we're all a little
noises
bit wild
and stuff.
I'm like, heard, oh, that's you Nancy too, Pantera.
You heard me? Oh my gosh. Okay. So
yeah, we have a fun time in the hallways and everything. You never know what's going on behind the rooms.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So what's your favorite position?
My favorite position. I did reverse cowboy yesterday for the first time
reverse
in a long
time. Cowboy?
Yeah, reverse cowboy. Is that what he called it?
I think it's reverse cowgirl.
Okay, reverse cowgirl.
Well, maybe. I don't know. Was it the boy that was doing the cowing?
No. So I did that yesterday for the first time in a long time. Oh. And that was enjoyable.
It
yeah,
really
I
nice,
love
right?
taking control on the top and not having to look at it.
Okay, so it is cowgirl. Okay. No, what, you want to start over?
Okay. No.
Well, I like the mistake. It's cute. Yeah, it's cute. Reverse cowboy. I was like, damn, he's on top of you doing it. Like, how does that work? I'm scared.
I know. Oh, yeah. It's reverse cowgirl. So, yeah, I did enjoy that position yesterday. Thank you, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
That was a lot of fun.
So, do you have, like, what do you do, like, on your time off?
What do I do on my time off? I love to read. I love to get in.
What's your favorite book?
My favorite book. Oh my gosh. Wow. My favorite book. I've read, like, I really loved, what was that book? It was an Afghanistan writer. And the kites, the one with the kites. It's such a sad, tragic book. I mean, this writer is just, he's sad, it's tragic, everything that happens and everything. I cry every time I read that book. But, you know, Asami Fly with the Kites or something like that. That was one of my favorite books of all time ever.
Nice. Mm-hmm. So, like, do you have a book that, like, maybe changed your life?
A book that changed my life.
Or changed your perspective on life?
I think I have girlfriends who change my perspectives, who read really good books, and then they tell me what to do, you know? So I think, yeah, I have great friends, and I think that's where I get, you know, sometimes better perspective.
You're living life. You have, like, you're actually interesting and stuff.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. Like, you have so much stuff going on. You travel the world. You've traveled the world basically your whole life. You don't even live in this country.
I do pay taxes. No, I do pay taxes in this country. So, you know, I am American. I am, you know, I do have a social security and I do pay taxes. So, yeah. I'm not illegal.
Thanks for letting us know.
I don't know. What else can we talk about?
Let's see.
I don't know if James is like, oh my God, girls, you guys are so boring.
No, I don't think we're boring. So what are your goals? What do you, how long do you think you'll be here?
Okay, so I'm pretty sure I have a couple more years in this job.
Okay.
You know, and I want to do it with all the grace I can and get out with the grace that I can, you know, and I think it's probably going to be something in tourism, you know, something to do with other people, you know, have them enter.
What are you moving towards? Like, what do you see yourself doing?
Moving towards more... something of my own, probably. Okay. Maybe an Airbnb on the beach in Italy.
Oh, that would be nice.
That's what I'm looking for. So all my girlfriends from the Bunny Ranch can come and visit me.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. We're there.
Yeah.
I've never even been there before.
Definitely, you know, when I get everything set up, if it ever happens, when it does happen, by the way, you know, I'm definitely going to have all my Bunny girls come over. We're going to have a great trip to Italy. We're going to eat great pasta. I'm going to take you shopping. And oh, it's just wonderful. I love that.
Really pretty. Yeah, no kidding.
I do miss Italy, but I do love the States, you know, because I love the people here. I love just how easy it is, you know. I mean, people are so easy here. You know, I love the clients are so easy, you know. They're just really, you know, really nice people all the time. You know,
we get really, really nice guys.
Yeah, I've never had a problem. You know, I've always found a way to relationship with, you know, rationalize.
When a guy comes to you and he goes, this is what I want. Which one's the one that's most exciting?
What's the most exciting thing that somebody's
exciting? Yeah. Like when they have a request, like when do you start smiling really crazy? You know what I mean?
I can't say that. That's sort of vulgar. when I do the DC.
Oh my gosh, that's when you get excited. You should have started doing all the time.
I'm joking, guys. You know, I'm joking about that and everything. But yeah, you know, I mean, it depends on the guy and everything. If I know he's gonna do me well, then he's gonna shake my.
Nothing like really piques your interest. Like let's say, for example, like when somebody says, I really want to try a new thing, and I like to be explorative, right? So like I'm really excited because I feel like I get to be a part of like an adventure.
Uh-huh.
Like what is an adventure for you? Like what is it?
I've done so many adventures.
What's the most exciting?
What's the most exciting adventure I've ever had? Mm-hmm. Wow.
No, what's the most exciting?
I mean some guy took me up one time in the Cessna.
Ooh.
And that was sort of exciting because we weren't really fly. It was on autopilot.
Wow.
That was fun.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
It was fun. Yeah.
Club.
Yeah. Cool. Thank you, Bunny Ranch.
That's so cool.
That was fun and everything. So, yeah, that was. But you can't leave the state of Nevada. So it was like all around here. So don't forget that, guys.
Yeah.
If you want to take us flying or anything like that, you know. But, yeah, that's a lot of fun.
I've always wanted to go horseback riding.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I think it's, like, so romantic, right? Or, like, doing a picnic at the beach.
Oh, that's pretty, too. That is. But there's a lot of sand when you take a picnic on the beach.
Well, just bring a sandwich.
Okay, we'll bring a sandwich.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll bring sandwiches and, you know, all those good things and make a nice little table. You know, and have a romantic, you know, and kissy-kissy.
Wouldn't that be so
cute? Have you ever done it in the ocean?
No, I've never done it in the ocean.
No?
Uh-uh.
That's sort of weird. Has anybody else ever done it in the ocean? Because it's sort of weird, too, because, you know, you got all that sort of, you know, just warping thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, did I not supposed to do that? No, it's like the warping, you know, when the... You know, when the water comes, you know, and it's going back inside and out and everything. It sort of gets hard. It's sort of difficult to do in the water, I think.
One time, me and a friend, we were sitting at the ocean. It was actually Randy. Me and Randy were sitting at the ocean, and then a wave came and hit us both, and we were both, like, knocked.
Were you guys making love?
No, we weren't making love. She wish.
You guys weren't really getting creative on the beach.
We were just looking at each other, and then we got swallowed by the wave.
Oh, that was pretty funny. You know how many men were just dying to swallow both of you that day too when they saw that wave take you over.
I think people would love to do that with you too.
We should all go to the beach.
Yeah, we should.
I know. We should all go to the beach.
We're gonna cause a chaos.
Beaches.
There's a nude beach in Tahoe. Mm-hmm. It's called Secret Cove.
Okay.
It's probably the prettiest beach that we have in Tahoe, actually.
Yeah, and how do you feel about, you know, going without your top to the beach? Would you go totally nude?
No.
No, you wouldn't go totally nude?
No. I mean I've gone topless because I don't like the tan lines, but I don't know if are you open to it?
So yeah. No, I will keep I don't like the tan lines like you. So
Yeah.
But yeah, I always keep a bikini line on.
Guys actually really like the tan lines here.
Huh? Do they? They like the tan lines? Show me your copper tone tan.
Yeah, like in the summer, sometimes I'll like keep my bikini on and then you can see like the triangles and they're white.
Oh, do you have them on now?
No, I just have a bra on.
That would have been so sexy to see.
You look great.
Thank you. I hope you noticed.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I do wear certain things for a reason.
So, are you like popular like on Twitter or anything? Are you active?
I am active, but you know, I mean, if I could get more popular, I would really appreciate it. So, you know, if you guys want to give me some shout outs, you need some retweets, you know, get to know Fancy Nancy.
Twitter before?
A year.
Oh, okay, so not that long.
No, I haven't really worked on it too much and everything. I think I've been working on it maybe the last two, three months.
Okay.
Really hard.
You have really good pictures. Where are all your pictures taken?
Okay, so my pictures are taken from my photographer. I've known him for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. And his name is William. You know, he's from Italy. And he's really good. I like him. We find different, you know, I've gotten comfortable with him. So he knows how to pose me. You know, he knows how to take the pictures. And, you know, we find great locations, so.
Yeah.
I don't really think I'm that, you know, I don't pose very well.
I think you're pretty good.
Sweet. I think your pictures are great.
I don't know how to pose. I just stand there and hope for the best. Yeah, for sure.
That's what natural beauty happens, though, you know?
If you're not you're smoking in them. Like, you're just, like, you can see the passion coming from the picture.
Aw, that's sweet, honey. I love that. Thanks so much.
What's your Twitter handle?
My Twitter handle is NancyLoren8. That's it, right? Right, James? I'm asking our Twitter master right now and everything like that. So it is NancyLoren at 8. It's NancyLoren8 at Twitter, and it's Nancy in Your Dreams on Instagram. Nice. So you guys can follow me there and everything.
And what's your email? How do we get a hold of you?
Oh, you can email me anytime at NancyLoren@BunnyRanch.com.
Okay, well, it was nice seeing you and talking with you.
Oh, I appreciated you too, Pantera. You did a great job. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
She's the best host ever, isn't she, guys? Thank you, Pantera.
Again, my name is Pantera. Thank you for watching. You can get a hold of me through email. My email is pantera@bunnyranch.com. Thank you for watching. Please like and subscribe to our podcast. Our Twitter handle is @bunnyranch. Please follow us there too. Thank you. See you next time.